of Roland Unified School District Board of Education. I call the meeting to order at 4:34 p.m. Dr. Mitchell, could we have roll call?
Yes, Angelina Pride is absent. She's attending her son's graduation from college in Texas, so she is with her son and her family. David Malkin?
Present.
Donna Friedman?
Here.
Carrie Chen is absent. I expect him to be joining us soon. Lynn Ebenkamp?
Here.
Thank you.
Okay, now we'll talk about the agenda. Are there any corrections or additions, deletions, or items to be pulled from the agenda?
There are two minor corrections to the consent. On item 9B11, under the recommended motion, it says approve, and it's actually a ratify. This event took place on September 22nd. So the quick summary abstract is correct, but the recommended motion should be changed from approve to ratify. And in 9B12, the spelling of the person's name is Dawn Michelle Chesick, and Dawn has an E on the end. So it should be corrected to have Dawn, D-A-W-N-E.
Are there any other corrections? No items to be pulled? May I have a motion to adopt the agenda of the regular board meeting of Thursday, December 14th, 2017, with the following corrections and modifications? Can I have a second? And those modifications were the ones mentioned by Dr. Mitchell. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We pulled two items, or corrected two items, but they're not pulled.
Yeah, I was not there.
Are there any comments for closed session, Dr. Mitchell?
No, none have been received.
Okay. Hearing none, we will recess to closed session.
For the record, Carrie Chen has arrived, and it is 4:34.
All right, I think we're ready then.
Okay. Ready, board?
Got it.
Good. Okay, ready? We're good.
We reopen our session at 6:07 p.m. Tonight, well, let me tell some of you who don't come all the time, we highlight a school every month, and tonight Northam Elementary is our highlight school. So we have a student that will lead us in the flag salute, and that's Janelle Perez. Janelle, would you come forward to the microphone, please? Uh-oh. Is she in the hall, maybe, Dr. Mitchell?
Anybody?
Janelle Perez?
Janelle Perez? She here? Steve's grabbing her.
Okay. She's coming.
Yeah, she can stay. I'll
hey, hon, we're ready for you. There's the mic, and will you lead us in the pledge, please? Thank you. Just ask people to stand.
Please stand. Put your right hand over your heart. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Janelle. Good job. There's nothing to report out from closed session today. Next, we'll go into board recognitions. Mrs. Healy.
Would the board like to come down to the floor for pictures?
There we go. The light looked on. Good evening, board and parents and families. We're here tonight to celebrate many of our schools and some of their accomplishments. We were very successful during our fall season for sports, and so we want to recognize all of our teams. So first up, we have the Roland High School boys and girls cross-country teams. I know the agenda only said boys, but it's also our girls team. So if I could have Coach Chris Ramirez and Assistant Coach Pascal Coe come up. I don't know if they're somewhere in the audience, I think. They'll work their way up. And then I don't know if Mr. Brunier's here.
Yep, he's behind you.
Oh, well, Mr. Brunier ought to come up, too.
There we go. Hi, how are you?
Hey, come on up.
Congratulations.
Not yet. You guys wait. Wait.
Is Mr. Brunier to come in?
Is Mr. Brunier out there? Here he is. All right. Roland High School's cross-country teams won the Valley Vista League Championship for both boys and girls at all five levels. In addition to the league title, they also had 8 freshman sophomore boys as all-league runners, 8 JV girls, all-league runners, 9 JV boys, all-league runners. Was that the whole team? 4 varsity girls, all-league runners, 6 varsity boys, all-league runners, and runners finished in 1st, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th place out of 45 runners competing. All levels were undefeated in league during the season and had an overall amazing season. The Girls League Championship was the 3rd in the school's history and 2nd since 1983. They also qualified for the CIF prelims, where they finished just 1 spot short of the final qualifying spot for CIF finals, a feat yet to be accomplished in school history. Roland's boys cross country team did qualify for the CIF finals for the 2nd year in a row, but fell just short of qualifying for the CIF state meet. All in all, the entire program experienced tremendous success and had a historic season. Please join us in congratulating the Roland High School boys and girls cross country teams on an outstanding season. So when I call your names, you get to come up, guys. First, we have Jonathan Dunn Bernal, who is the league MVP. Jake Miho. Jake. John Martinez. Kevin Loy. Jimmy Lay. Logan Jugert, Dana Hernandez. Isis Cervantes. Jade Morris. And Blanca Rios. So this is the part of our program where all the paparazzi... I'm sorry.
We have one more, Katie Hillard.
Oh, and Katie Hillard, I'm sorry. Katie Hillard, she was, I guess, on my next page. Okay, Katie. So this is where the paparazzi parents get to take pictures. And then Gina will take pictures. And then we'll move on to our next group. They're all so polite. All right, now it's Gina's turn. And Gina posts on the webpage and on social media, so be looking for it. And congratulations to our Roland High School boys and girls cross country teams. Building. Good job. All right, if I could have Mr. Nassouf come up from Nogales High School. And our boys cross country coach, Xavier Chavez. So Osvaldo Cervantes is a determined and motivated Nogales High School boys cross-country runner who has, since his freshman year, has continued to progress to compete at the highest level competition for boys cross-country. This year, Osvaldo kept an undefeated season, winning his races in margins of 20 to 50 seconds. Osvaldo became a back-to-back individual champion and MVP in the Montview League. He also won 3 individual invitationals with a total of 7 out of 12 first-place awards in all of his meets. Osvaldo placed 3rd at CIF preliminaries and advanced to the CIF finals, where he placed 5th in Division 3 and was the 4th individual to advance to the state meet. Osvaldo competed in the CIF state meet in Fresno, California, and placed 44th out of 206 competitors. It was a great effort on his behalf, and we're very proud of him. Please join us in congratulating Osvaldo Cervantes on his outstanding cross-country season. So congratulations to Osvaldo and the boys cross country from Nogales. Okay. All right. Yes. You guys can go, and Mr. Nassouf gets to stay. And do you have your coaches or not? Do you have either of your coaches? Okay. We need Mr. Chavez back in. Ainsley Middell?
Ainsley.
There we go. Okay. So now we're going to do our Nogales High School Girls Cross Country Varsity Team.
Wait till I call you.
They are. Okay, the Nogales. Sorry. The Nogales girls varsity cross country team, led by coach Xavier Chavez and assistant coach Ainsley Metal, had an historic season by winning their first league title and advancing to CIF in over a decade. During league, the girls were able to consistently place 3 to 4 girls in the top 10 places, with the top individual girl, a freshman, placing first and second at league meets and finals. The team was able to achieve an 18-2 record and scoring 46 points as a team at league finals. The success of the season was accomplished through their dedication and commitment to improve throughout the season. Please join us in congratulating the Nogales High School girls cross country team on their athletic achievement. So first we have Darlene Lemus. Araceli Majin. Alexis Maldonado. Geraldine Mateo. Jennifer Morales. Amy Salazar. Jeanette Salcido. And also on the team and unable to be here tonight, Maya Barcelo. And Brisa Fonseca. Oh, well, fine. Oh, you need to be on my, help me with those. Congratulations to our Nogales High School girls varsity cross country team. Be prepared. Yeah. Could Coach Richard Salazar come in, please? Okay, so I get the opportunity to recognize the Nogales High School varsity football team with Coach Richard Salazar and Assistant Coach Devin Butcher. Sorry, I have a whole bunch of more assistant coaches. Isa Chapman, Johnny Figueroa, Paul Kim, Danny Paxton, Jesse Cruzada, Joel Cruzada, Joshua Cruzada, it's a family affair, and Michael Viramontes. So congratulations to our coaches. Under Coach Richard Salazar's leadership, the Nobles have achieved records of 2-8, 4-6, 8-2, and 10-1 this season. With a commanding win over Azusa to win its first league championship since 1991, Nogales was able to secure a spot in the CIF playoffs. The first-round matchup against La Puente resulted in the Nobles' fourth defensive shutout of the season and a spot in the quarterfinals against Silver Valley High School. Coach Salazar and his staff, the players, and the parents have spent countless hours in preparations for this season. The success of the team is currently experiencing cannot be attributed to one sole person, but all members of the Noble family who live and preach the team's concept of all in. Please join us in congratulating the Nogales High School varsity team on their outstanding season. So first we have Ian Abrika. Noah Abrika. Angel Amaya. Paul Amazola. Pedro Amazola. Aiden Avalos. Javier Barahona. Cesar Cabral. Andrew Carrasco. Adam Castillo. Mark DePedro. He's here. Mark, come in. He's in there. Andrew Diaz is not able to be with us tonight, but we want to congratulate him. Daniel Duarte. Christopher Espinoza. Jesus Fernandez. Joseph Flores. Eric Galvan. No, you're fine, because it's in the back. Leonardo Gonzalez. Juan Gordado. You don't have that one yet. Francisco Ibarra. Matthew Laris. Bershun Levi. Isaac Lopez. Joshua Lopez. Bring her back. Aldrin Mansala. Juan Miranda. Raul Nolasco. Yeah, they wanted to say it. Anthony Orozco. Jose Cruz Palacio. For a fan club. Jesus Pedraza. Jesse Rios. Cesar Rodriguez. Ruben Santos. Jose Santoyo. Braden Sun. Isaiah Tanell. Manuel Torres. Raymond Tuiana. That's too many A's. Nicholas Valadez. Sebastian Valadez. Rudy Valenzuela. Edward Vargas. Victor Velasquez. Ray Williams. Glenn Riddle. And Matthew Quintero. That's it. That's it. Good luck.
I'm going to ask the board if you want to squeeze forward this direction so that we can come in this way.
And here we can.
Because they are taller than we are. And then we can hop in on the sides there. I just don't think they can still. I still don't know.
Oh, here's one of my others. One more. Okay. I'll give these to you. Oh. Good luck, Mom. Yeah, take a knee, people. Take a knee. They can take a knee. Yeah. They should take a knee.
Yeah.
It's like paparazzi, but better.
We're going to have them take a knee, too. Okay, Kale, so if that. The first three rows of boys, if you would take a knee.
Just like in practice.
Don't take a knee. Come on down. We're not saying the end, though.
It's okay. You're not jumping in the front? Gina will get a good one. It'll be on. Yes, she'll give them to Richard. And so congratulations to our Nogales High School varsity football team and to all of our fall sport athletes. Thank you.
And they kneeled down. They didn't take a knee.
Now we've gone from standing room only to room for everybody. We'll move on with the agenda. As I partially mentioned earlier, tonight we recognize and thank Northam Elementary students and parents, staff, also community members for providing refreshments. And now the spotlight report from Northam. I want to have fifth grade teacher Mr. Bruckmeyer and Student Council President Janelle Perez come forward, and they will provide a brief report highlighting what is going on at their school.
I know. Our team. You see Mr. Buckmeyer? He's there right here. Okay, let's go. You're on. I guess it's Bruckmeyer. We just introduced Mr. Buckmeyer and called him. So, you can take the mic if you'd like. Okay. Go for it.
And I'm sorry, I didn't introduce Ms. Munguia.
Hi, good evening, board. Good evening, cabinet. Superintendent Mitchell. I am the proud principal at Northam Elementary, Dr. Celia Munguia. And tonight I bring with me Mr. George Buckmeyer, our fifth grade teacher and teacher in charge, and our members of our amazing student council. They will be sharing with you some highlights about Northam Elementary.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for having us. We're just going to share a little bit about our school tonight. Our school has a dedicated staff who work collaboratively to provide a rigorous and enriching academic and social environment for not only our students, but our families as well, so that we ensure that our campus is a home for our community to feel a part of.
Okay. We at Northam follow the way of the night. This means we are respectful, we are responsible, and we are always ready to learn. Through our monthly flag ceremonies, we recognize all students, parents, and teachers that show the way of the night.
Our school is part of the College for Every Student Network. We are the first and only elementary school in California to be part of this. This program provides us with a framework that guides us to be college and career ready. Research states that if we're exposed to college and career pathway in elementary school, then we will go to college. This is why Northam teachers, along with College for Every Student, are preparing us by teaching us three core practices: mentoring, pathways to college, and leadership through service.
Embedded in the core practices are six essential skills that will help us become college and career ready. These essential skills include goal setting, agility, networking, leadership, perseverance, and teamwork. We are learning about a skill each month. This month, we have been learning about perseverance.
Another great addition to our school this year is our STEAM room. All students from preschool through sixth grade have participated in tasks that have challenged their thinking. The STEAM room also provides an opportunity to use our essential skills, for example, teamwork, goal setting, and perseverance. Also new this year, we will have after-school robotics and 3D printing classes. These will take place in January and February. We are looking forward to our new learning.
Our school also has a fighting spirit and is very competitive. We are very proud of both our athletic and our academic achievements over the last few years. Our kids have participated in both math and science contests throughout the state, through LA County, and have received bronze, silver, and gold medals. We're also very proud of our 3-year-in-a-row league soccer champs. We want to thank you for our time this evening and the opportunity to share a little bit about our school. And again, thank you for having us, and please, everyone, have a good night.
Thank you very much for that presentation. Could the students come back in for a second? Are we missing one? Oh, I got it.
What's the most important part? Guys, here we're going to do
shots. And I also asked you to come back in because I wanted to thank you very much. That was a very good presentation you all gave. And you gave us little snippets of what's going on at your school so we can understand. I can't believe how well-versed our students are that they can come up in front of an audience and explain to us in a clear but a very mature way about their schools. And it shows that you're very proud of your school. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Mitchell, can I have the superintendent's report?
Sure. There's so much happening this time of year. I want to highlight just a few things. First is our Golden Bell Awards. And so the Roland Unified School District is thrilled to announce that it received two state Golden Bell Awards that was recognized by the California School Boards Association at the annual CSBA conference in San Diego earlier this month. The CSBA Golden Bell Award promotes excellence in education and school board governance by recognizing outstanding educational programs throughout the state. Roland Unified received the award with distinction for Nogales High School's Success Academy, an intervention program that takes a unique approach to student intervention by addressing the whole child's social, emotional, and academic needs, and also recognition for our district's English Language Development Portfolio Program, which helps educators across the district assess the language development needs of our students K-12 and to achieve effective teaching strategies to increase academic achievement. So that's a great accomplishment, and we're pleased to add some more bells to our cabinet over there. Innovative learning at Roland Schools across our district. We have had interactive family nights with huge attendance and engagement. So you might have seen some of that being tweeted out and on our website and so forth. We are bringing that as part of our parent education and bringing our parents into the schools to be able to see the work that's taking place in science, technology, engineering, and math. Students are exploring computer coding and programming beyond our hour of code. They're taking part in activities where coding is not just science and math, but integrated into music, animation, art, and design. And during these evening events, they are purposefully open-ended and discovery-based, where families can share the learning experiences with their students or with their children. Tomorrow night is the final winter concert that we have. So there have been concerts across the district at all of our schools to celebrate the holiday season. Tomorrow night is our Winterfest concert, and it will be held actually at Mount San Antonio College in the Sophia B. Clark Theater at 7 o'clock, and it will be highlighting our junior high school as well as high school orchestras and our district honor orchestra. Our winter break student learning, we are offering for the first time an opportunity for our students to engage in some winter learning, extended learning, that will take place in January, the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of January. So the theme is around Winter Olympics. We're focusing on reading and writing, as well as having the opportunity for makerspace and robotic experiences along with 3D printing for our students. Our classified employees will also be engaged in extended or professional learning the first week of our winter break. And so they have the opportunity to go through conference-style learning. And then during this season of holiday giving for our families and our community members that have been in need, the season has brought many holiday events and performances, too numerous to list here. But we do want to thank all of our teachers and our staff for their tireless efforts during this busy time. And we hope that everyone enjoys their holiday break with friends and family. And we look forward to more innovative learning in 2018. I'm not going backwards. We're going forwards.
Thank you, Dr. Mitchell. Now we come to the next portion of the agenda that's probably my close to first place favorite, and that's to hear from the high schoolers. They give us a report on what's going on in their campus, and I'm sad that I won't be able to greet you every week as the president because this is my last night, but I do welcome you. Apparently Santana could not be here tonight. But I'd first like to introduce from Nogales High School, Emma Flores, who is the ASB Senior Class President.
Good evening, Madam President, Superintendent, Dr. Mitchell, members of the Cabinet, members of the audience. My name is Emma Flores, and I am here tonight to represent Nogales High School. Our counselors have really went the extra mile this year, assisting the seniors with applications to UCs and Cal States, with the deadline being November 30th. The college and career centers on campus hosted workshops this whole month during lunch, after school, and on the weekends. They even hosted a pumpkin pie and college Sunday on November 19th to help with any last-minute questions. This past month, we have done an amazing job with putting on events for our future nobles. We hosted the Nogales 101 on November 14th for students from Oswald, Giano, and Telesis. Students took tours of our campus, interacted with current students, and participated in a small rally. The day was an overall success. We also hosted our annual Parent Info Night on November 29th at 6 p.m. With information booths set up around our gym, parents were able to meet with representatives from many of our amazing programs on our campus, including the International Baccalaureate, AVID, and Student Leadership. Our football team made it to the CIF playoffs for the first time in over 20 years and won the first round against La Puente High School on November 9th. Second round was a tough game despite the best efforts of our team results in a loss after double overtime. This game was against Silver Valley High School at 7 p.m. Many of our fellow spirited nobles were able to attend the game since the school bus was provided to transport students to this special event. To continue with our fall athletic success, fellow student Osvaldo Cervantes competed in the Division III CIF Cross Country Finals and qualified to compete in state. With a time of 16 minutes and 35 seconds, Osvaldo placed 44th out of 206 runners at state. To start off the month of December, we had our Renaissance Rally, which was a huge success. Our rally consisted of acknowledging academics, most improved, and most inspirational students nominated by the different departments on campus. Leading up to the rally, we had a fun spirit week where kids got a chance to dress up and show their spirit by wearing their class colors and shirts. The holiday spirit has begun on our campus. As our Emeralds Dance Team hosted their annual winter concert December Delights took place on December 8th at the Mac Pace Pavilion. Attendees were treated on a sweet holiday treat of music and dancing. Many of our students on campus were able to participate in the Hour of Code that took place from December 3rd to December 8th. During lunch each day, the students were able to learn how to code and play computer video games in three different themed computer labs. Our freshman class is having a camp food drive from November 27th to December 13th. To donate to those in need, they have placed a box in every department, and so far they have raised about 200 cans. That concludes all the events for the month of November and the beginning of December. Thank you all for your time and undivided attention.
Thank you, Emma. Next, we have from John A. Rowland High School, Nicola Phillips, who is the ASB Speaker of the House.
Good evening, Madam President, members of the board, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, and members of the audience. My name is Nicholas Phillips, and I am the student representative for Rowland High School. Although our school semester is coming to an end, Rowland is still chugging along with activities. On November 15th, our seniors had a senior panoramic in the gym where all seniors wore their senior attire to take a picture. This picture was available for purchase and will be something seniors will keep to remember their high school years and all the fun and all the friends they had. Later that week on the 17th, our girls and boys basketball teams had their alumni game. Here, alumni who played basketball at Rowland were able to play our current varsity teams as well as have a team meal after the game. Many alumni came from the recent graduation classes, but we did have graduates from the class of the 1970s and 80s. The following week was a much-needed event for the students and teachers alike, and it was a week-long Thanksgiving break. Everyone was given the week to relax and spend time with their family and friends. We continued school on the 27th and had our annual holiday folly show on December 2nd. Our students performed at the community center and was able to show off their talent of singing. Everyone enjoyed it, and I even saw some of our district board members there supporting our school, so thank you very much. I'm glad you were able to make it. The week of December 4th through the 8th, we had our last spirit week of the 2017 year, which was Winter Spirit Week. During this week, we had themes for each day so students can show their school spirit or even just wear clothes most wouldn't normally wear. Monday was pajama day. Tuesday was wearing holiday colors. Wednesday was dress warm or wear a hockey/winter sports jersey. Thursday was ugly holiday sweater. And Friday was holiday hat or dress as your favorite holiday character from a movie. Art Club also hosted their first paint night where many students and staff and family came to learn how to paint or just have a good time. Then that leads us to this week, Hell Week, Finals Week. Monday and Tuesday were prep days for most. Teachers and peers offered tutoring and gave students time to study as much as they can before the finals. Monday was especially fun for the seniors because on that day we had Winter Wonderland. Here, seniors were able to come and take a picture with Santa and receive free cookies and milk. However, on Wednesday, today, and Friday, we have finals. In an effort to help relieve the stress of finals week, our library and community caring club provided lunchtime activities like BYOB, which is bring your own blanket, and it was to relax in the hideout, yoga in the library, puppy therapy, and also coloring. These activities might seem a bit juvenile for us, but for us high schoolers, but it was just the right touch. Service is also an important part of Rowland High School. In the month of November, we finished our Pennies for Patients drive where we are still counting those pennies. December brought on the canned food drive where many of our teachers were collecting cans. Many of our clubs, homerooms, and departments participated in the Adopt-A-Shop program as well. In an effort to reach out into our community, many students are volunteering at the senior home at the corner of Fairway and Kalima playing bingo, doing crafts, or just having a great conversation with the seniors. Art Club, ASB, and the Wounded Warriors Club all came together and made holiday and thank you cards to the veterans and first responders. Another important part of Rowland is its athletics. Winter sports have begun and winter sports have begun with many preseason matches, games, and tournaments already started. We are looking forward to attending all these games starting in January. I hope that all you have a great, relaxing, and wonderful holiday season. We look forward to the beginning of our second semester in January as Raiders continue to strive to become thinkers, communicators, and contributors. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much to Nicholas and Emma for coming tonight and taking the time to prepare their reports for us. We really enjoy hearing about your campuses. And I know it is the end of the semester tomorrow and you're in the middle of finals, so feel free if you need to go to study or whatever. You don't have to sit there and listen to the rest of our meeting if you don't want to. Okay, Dr. Mitchell, are there any public comments?
Yes, there are two.
We have two. First, Mr. Humphreys.
Okay, I'm Roy Humphreys. The first thing I'd like to notice in Chinese World Journal, all of which you got a copy thereof, it was noted that the Roland Unified School District pays $62,000 per year per educator, where ugly rich districts, i.e. Walnut Valley and Arcadia, which are known for their wealth, are paying $21,000 less. My question is, what is wrong with this picture? Now we know why Shea Lohman and the teachers are smiling ear to ear. Yet, our board president, Ms. Ebenkamp, states we are too poor to video record these meetings and post them for all to see. And as a consequence, that this evening's award so forth for the students cannot be shared by the entire district, where I think is just a very good idea. Secondly, the Bond Oversight Committee meeting of October 12th was a unique test of will and character for many, and supports the proposition as stated to Assemblyman Philip Chun that to initiate legislation to replace the Bond Oversight Committee process with an inspector, fully funded inspector general with subpoena power. And it also permanently puts to rest this illusion that we have nothing to hide. Two items that were not mentioned during the Bond Oversight Committee meeting was the funding by the district for independent legal counsel and accountant for this independent committee. And all this can be seen on my YouTube channel. Just go there and type Roy Humphreys. You'll get to see it all. And I think you'll find it well worth your time. Also, the movie series Suits expands on the idea that acts of being unscrupulous, power-hungry, greedy, and thinking that we can get away with anything risk the firm's or the district's reputation and everyone in it. We can be successful without breaking the rules. Unfortunately, the only way that we can do that is to be clean, come clean about our past. Because if we are busy hiding what we have done, leaves us vulnerable to anyone who discovers our secrets. We become so consumed with keeping secrets, it is a slippery slope to even doing worse things. Yes, the only way we can move forward is if we are honest about our past. And also, we must note that the CalPERS situation is a dire situation, which could implode and put us all, this district and everybody else, at risk. Thank you.
Second speaker is Shea Lohman.
Good evening, board. Just a quick message of thanks. Thanks for a great year. Thank you, Ms. Ebenkamp, for your tenure as board president. I've appreciated working with you, and
Thank you.
Appreciate longer conversations with Mr. Chen in the coming year. And just really want to wish everybody a fabulous winter break and look forward to getting back and getting to the heavy work when we get back from winter break. Thank you.
Thank you. Next section in our agenda is the reorganization of the board, as we do every December. First, we will go to the election of the Board of Education president. May I have a nomination for president of the Board of Education?
I'll nominate Carrie Chen for president.
Can I have a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? Would you like that job, Mr. Chen?
I'd be glad to. Okay.
Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? We have a new president.
So at this time, there we go.
So at this time, Mr. Chen, will you take the role of the president from your current seat? You may stay at your current seat at this time. We will change seats in just 1 minute, so Lynn doesn't have to switch seat. We're going to move. So if you can take that role from where you're seated, I believe that you have our agenda there. And we'll adopt. We need motions for our clerk and our vice president of the board, and then we'll take a brief recess so that we can alter and change our seats.
You're going to stay there. You're going to stay there. Just to do a couple more things, yeah. And then we're going to change.
We'll do that change yeah. later. Yeah.
We'll
okay.
First, I'm happy to accept the duty, and thank you for the support, and thank you for the trust, and thank you, Lynn. The next item is the board. We will nominate and elect the board member as the vice president of the Board of Education to serve effective immediately with the set term of the office ending in November 30th. Is there a nomination?
I nominate Donna Friedman.
I'll second that.
Can we motion?
So we have a motion and a second on the floor.
Can I have a second?
We got a second.
Okay, any discussion? No, first say aye.
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 Motion carry. Congratulations.
Yay, thank you.
Item 6C, the election of the clerk of the Board of Education. The board will nominate and elect the board member as a clerk of the Board of Education to serve effective immediately with a set term of office ending on November 30th, 2018. Any nomination?
I would like to nominate David Malcolm.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? All favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Congratulations.
Yay, congratulations.
Now we take a recess.
Yeah.
Then we'll take a brief recess and to change seats.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Good luck. Yeah, is it all right? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Go to the end of the line here.
All right.
We can relax now. We've got to add that.
Look at Brandy. She's so quick.
I know. Do we keep those name tags? It's what I'm going to do. But I meant, do we keep them? Like, okay.
Okay, the recess over. Resume the meeting. And Jody, with the honor, Lynn.
For the past president.
So I would like to recognize you, Lynn, before we get our meeting underway for your leadership. So on behalf of the Board of Education, your colleagues, and our staff, I would like to recognize you for your leadership. So much has happened in our district beginning in December 2016 when you took the helm as our president, and your dedication to our students, our staff, our community has been unwavering. You are always an advocate for our students. You hold us all to high standards of expectations and performance, and you have led our board and our district with grace. A few of the district accomplishments that have taken place during your leadership include Roland High School and Alvarado Intermediate School being recognized as 2017 California Gold Ribbon Schools, Alvarado Intermediate receiving the coveted redesignation as a California Schools to Watch Model School, which is a national recognition. The Roland Unified School District celebrated 1,003 graduates in the class of 2017 from Roland, Nogales, and Santana High School, as well as our adult program. Those students earned more than $3 million in grants and scholarships. Our Nutrition Services Department sponsored a seamless summer option meal program for children where free meals were available to all children in our community 18 years and under, and a total of 47,080 meals were served to children at 10 of our school sites during the summer months when the traditional school year is not in session. We had the grand opening of the Roland High School two-story classroom building. The district was proud to open Building R, the two-story 22-classroom building that opened the beginning of the 2017-18 school year and is a part of the Roland High School revitalization project. The community was invited to tour and see that building as well, so it's just the first step in that construction. We also celebrated an expansion of Innovative Learning for All by offering professional development opportunities for both classified and certificated staff. We increased teacher support with continued support for preparing students for college and career with the deployment of thousands of digital devices across the district and a focus on Future Ready. We had the Big Yellow Bus Program, our second annual Roland Heights Day at the LA County Fair, provided student field trips for 18 out of our 19 schools and transported 3,343 students, where a total of 1,711 miles traveled back and forth to the LA County Fair. We launched a historic college partnership with the Azusa Pacific University and the University of Laverne, which guarantees admission to our students who meet the entrance requirements and provides them with an annual renewable $10,000 scholarship and support for writing their applications. We also earned two Golden Bell at our last CSBA conference, recognized for the work at Nogales High School and as well as within our ELD program. We've had numerous student awards, which would be too many to list. This meeting would never conclude, recognizing our student accomplishments in academics, the arts, and athletics. 2017 has been a great year for Roland Unified, and we thank you, Lynn Ebenkamp, for your leadership as our board president.
Thank you, Dr. Mitchell. Thank you, board. What seats we go to now?
You're the vice president.
I forgot.
Okay. Thank you, Leon, again for your leadership. Thank you. Okay, let's move to the discussion and action item on the agenda. And item 7A is first interim financial report. Can I motion to receive the first interim report and certify that district will meet this financial obligation for the remainder of the 2017 to 2018 fiscal year and the next two subsequent fiscal years based on financial information as of October 31st, 2017, in certifying the 2017-2018 first interim report as positive, the board understands its fiduciary responsibility to maintain the fiscal solvency for the current and the subsequent two fiscal years. May I have a motion?
I'll move.
Can I second?
I'll second.
I'm going to turn up to Dr. Mitchell.
Perfect. Thank you very much. For a discussion, Alex Flores, would you like to share your first interim report?
Yes, thank you. Board President Carrie Chen, Board Vice President Don Fu, Board members, Cabinet audience, thank you for allowing me to make a brief presentation. On the
first interim. Get a little closer here. Before I begin, I'm here just sharing the information. It's a team of individuals who do all the work. I don't do it. I just get to share it. So I really want to thank the fiscal department and a lot of different divisions of administrative services that help with this. And in the fiscal department, it's led by Aubrey Craig, who's back here. And we want to thank him for all the work that he's doing with our budgets. Familiar slide that you've seen before, but it's something that we always want to share. We're at the first interim at this time, and there's always two different budgets that are always intertwined. We're finishing a year, and we're going into the next year. So with the audit report that we will be hearing in January, we'll close last year's fiscal year, and right away in January, we'll be starting hearing what are the projections for next year at the governor's workshop that, again, we plan to attend in Pomona this year, not Ontario. And again, we'll be going with our friends from the association, both the CSA and ARE, will be attending us so we can actually debrief and talk about what we learned together, because that's what's best. The purpose of the first interim, it's a requirement of the California Education Code. And the first interim shows the actual expenditures from July 1st, 2017 to October 31st, 2017. And the projections are based upon those actuals, budgeted activities, and other anticipated costs. The goal is always to be positive. Because if you have a positive certification, you'll be able to make your fiscal obligations for the current year and two subsequent years. There are two other qualifications. Never like to share them in a picture, but I'll share them orally. It's a qualified certification, and that's when a district may not be able to make the fiscal obligations for the current year and two subsequent years. And then there's a negative certification, and that's when a district will not be able to make the fiscal obligations for that year or the two to subsequent years. You always strive for positive. These are some of the assumptions that we used for the first interim. We took into consideration our decline enrollment. We took into consideration our staffing. We also have included our encroachment of the special ed of $11 million. Step and column is also included. But at this point, when you do the first interim, you're actually looking at real numbers. When you do a budget, you're projecting. But we go to the first interim, you're looking at actual real people who are working in classrooms or at school sites. So even though we talk about a 1% step and column, which is equivalent to $900,000, we're actually looking at what's in the system, and that's what we're representing in our first interim report. Because now school has started, the kids are here, and the classes that we have are the classes that we have. And we also include our STIRS and PERS increases. So these are the variances that we had from the adopted budget in the first interim. In revenue, we have an additional $1.9 million, and that's the $1.9 million that we had spoken about earlier of the one-time funds. We also have a decrease of the special ed encroachment. So a decrease, since we are making a contribution to the restricted side from our unrestricted side, it actually becomes a positive of revenue of $1.4 million. Our certificated staffing, like I shared earlier, are the actual people that are working. now is a decrease of $873,000. And our books and supplies has increased by $1.4 million. And service and other operating expenses increased by $2.9 million. Overall, we had anticipated having an ending, a positive ending balance of $497,000. With the first interim, we are expecting to have an additional $855,000 that we are under budgeted. So that's a positive thing. So with that $855,000, our ending fund balance will increase to about $36.3 million. Of that, we have it assigned into different areas for economic uncertainties. We are required to keep 3%, and that 3% is close to $4.9 million. Then we have different areas that we have assigned. Our STIRS and PERS, which is very much spoken of all the concerns of PERS, and it's nice to hear that people are recognizing the issues. And there's a $6 million that we've set aside for that, for a possibility of to use. We are declining enrollment around 215 students a year, so we do have some money set aside for that. Our safety, for safety, we also have some money set aside. And technology, as we made a big investment to continue with the technology, not just this year or the following year, but to make sure that we have at least 3 years in advance in case if we need the money. And then we also have some money that's not really our money. So we have like school site carrier, $1.4 million, close to $1.5 million. And a large portion of being in our secondary schools, around $900,000, $700,000 at Roland High School and $200,000 at Nogales. And working with both high schools, as they both are going through renovations, both principals have set aside some money and held some money so that when the new furniture is purchased, the new building gets new furniture, but the other classrooms don't. So some have set aside some money for some furniture, for some big expenses down the road. So being very strategic, and some of that has been thought of years ago, planning ahead. So it's really some great thoughts that our principals have done. Great planning, excuse me. And then we also have some money set aside for the instructional program materials. This first interim contains some new expenditures that were not in our original budget. We have set aside $500,000 for extended learning so we can have programs for our students to meet their needs. We have set aside $400,000 for the additional safety personnel as we move to a 24/7 coverage for our district. Happy to say that we interviewed and selected 5 individuals about 2 weeks ago, and they'll be starting on January when we return from break. We also have set aside $280,000 for classified staff development, which, as Dr. Mitchell shared, we'll be having our first 3 days in December that Dennis Bickler has put together. We have additional 13 instructional assistants for our TK classes, which was something that was shared with our teacher association and also with the board. And also we have a couple additional sections of our music teachers. So we covered the first year, but the first interim requires to have not just the current year, but multiple years. And that's known as the multi-year projections. So we need to use assumptions also when we create the multi-year assumptions. And for revenue, we increase it with a COLA of 2%. We also increase the gap funding from our target funding, and the gap funding is 66% and 64%. And I know when we see those numbers, we go, boy, that's going to be a lot of money. But as the gap narrows down, the percent gets higher. Our last year, when we're fully funded, should say 100%, because that means 100% of that gap is completely funded. Then also our lottery income, both in restricted and unrestricted. And then we also factor in expenditures and a consumer price index of 3%. We have not put into the projections any sort of medical insurance cap increase, any salary increase, but we do put in our step and column. And then we also include the huge liability of the STIRS and PERS that keep increasing till the year 2021. So let's see those increases. So again, these are the increases that we have for STIRS. It's going up approximately $1.16 million per year. The 14-15 wasn't as much, and the last year will be a little less, $600,000. But when you put this all together from when we started at a $60 million budget for certificated staffing, you're looking at $6.8 million ongoing addition that we're going to have to pay for this STIRS, for STIRS. So I want to put a little perspective of the 1.6. The 1.6 is a little less than a 1% raise. So in essence, this liability that we need to fund could be increasing salaries. We have 10 music teachers. You could double your music teachers because that would be the cost of a music program. We spend $700,000 for technology a year for our students. That could pay for our technology for our students for that 1 year, for that one cycle. I know we see numbers, but sometimes we need to put what this does, because this is money that comes out of our classrooms that we can use for our students. So I'm happy to share that, because it's not just the numbers. It's tangible when we see how it's affecting. And the picture is not much better when it comes to PERS. PERS, the increase is 12.4%, but there is less salaries and it's classified, so it doesn't impact us as great. But overall, it'll be a $2.7 million by 2021 extra that we'll be paying for PERS. Together, it's $9.5 million. And when LCF funding was created, it was a shot in the arm for our school districts. But there were expenses that were attached to it. And most of the money in the base side is paying for this liability. So the multi-year projections, money-wise, bottom line. As you know, for this year, we'll be under budget by $855,000. In 18-19, our revenue increases by $200,000, and our revenue in 19-20 increases by $700,000. Even though the gap funding increases and we get more money per ADA, we have less students, and that we take that into consideration. So the effect of declined enrollment is felt as impacted. Although expenditures, which include a reduction of staff that goes to the proportional to our staffing requirements that are needed, our expenditures still increase, and largely that increase is because of the STIRS and PERS. But for the next 3 years, we do see that we'll have a positive ending balance, a balanced budget, excuse me. Our multi-year projection for restricted pretty much show a flat line when it comes to revenue and pretty much a flat line when it comes to expenditures. The expenditures, we're deficit spending when it comes to restricted funds, and that's usually the case because the funds usually come later. But the large portion for this is because of textbook adoptions. We had a large textbook adoption that was for this year, and that's what we paid for, and there's some future textbook adoptions that we've already put in to the budget for the multi-year. So I am very happy to recommend to the board to approve the positive certification of the first interim report, as we will be able to meet our fiscal obligations for this year and two subsequent years. And at this time, Aubrey can come up and answer any questions you may have.
So, any questions?
I have a comment.
What?
On page 8, $202,000 for the additional instructional assistance for TK classrooms.
Yes.
As I visit the schools, I see the aides in the classroom, and the teachers think that they're gold. You know, they're very helpful, and I think that that was very good spending, and the kids are doing very good in the classrooms, very organized, and I feel like they needed that help, and they got it, and that's really terrific. I just wanted to comment on that.
Thank you. Lynn?
I have a comment. You know, I think some people don't stop to think that when our funding is full, that's just bringing us down back to 2008, where the levels should have been then.
Yes.
So it's not really that we have all the money we need, and then we have increased expenditures for STRS and PERS, which we thought the state had taken care of. Now we've had to take on part of that. So, you know, I think we're doing some important work and trying to stay as close to or under budget. I understand the reserves, that some of those are restricted that we can't touch because they're already earmarked. But I think that we also have earmarks for some of the unrestricted funds. And we need to, this money is for our students, and we do need to be prudent with our money, because if something happened to the state tomorrow with reserves, we'd have, correct me if I'm wrong, we'd have about 3 or 4 months of salaries that we could pay with that reserve if we didn't get state money. So we do have to be cautious.
Yeah, the board and Dr. Mitchell have done just a wonderful job in looking ahead and having a very healthy reserve. A 17% reserve would be around 3 months. We're greater than that. We're around in the 20s. So we have maybe 4 or 5 months in when it would come to for salaries, in case if there was no money to pay for salaries. I wouldn't want to be in that situation, though, if that was ever to happen. One of the concerns, it's hard, too, for the public, because we hear of these great tax rolls that are coming in, and the projections that are coming forward are showing that there will be about $8 billion more in next year's in revenue, and the following year, $5 billion. And there's talk about fully funding the goal next year, and that's what we're going to be learning in January. And the one thing that's always, you know, they call you Mr. Cautious here sometimes, is because sometimes that money that's coming is already spent if we look at the 2021 for the STRS and PERS. My hope is that they fully fund us and they go above and beyond it, like you're saying. The thing is, even when we're fully funded, there are some reports that say we'll still be in the 40s, like 45 to 47, ranked in when we come to funding per pupil. And, you know, I think California is a leader, and California should be number one. Let's fund us number one also. So that would be really helpful for a lot of different programs that we could do for our students here, too, and for our staff. So I wish it wasn't one time. I wish it was ongoing, because ongoing makes life a lot easier, so we can plan and we can project for the future with our budgets.
Thank you.
Any more questions? No?
Thank you.
All three would say aye?
Aye.
Mm-hmm. Discussion?
Yeah. Go, sorry.
Aye. Opposed? 4-0, 1 absent. Motion carried. Thank you. Thank you. Where's Alex? Okay. Okay, next item, 7B. Need a motion for adopt the resolution AS17-1803. And approved the certification of signature authorization designation signatures for warrants, checks, orders for salary payment, contracts, agreements, notice of employment, and other related documents and actions from January 1st, 2018 to December 31st, 2018.
I'll move. I'll second.
Lynn, second. Any discussion? For those favorite, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Item number 7C. Can a motion for approved the contract agreement between Roland Unified School District and Wynn Education for services to be provided January 2nd to 4th, 2018. Motion.
I'll move.
Donna, move.
I'll second.
Mr. Malkin, second. Any discussion? For those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Number 7D, I need a motion for to approve the independent contractor agreement between the Roland Unified School District Special Project and Wind Tree Education for the terms of January 2nd to 4th, 2018.
I move.
Lynn, move.
I'll second.
Donna, second. Any discussion? Those favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried. Can I have a motion to approve changing the date for January 13, 2018 board study session to February 9, 2018 with a start time of 8:30 a.m.?
I'll move.
Donna, move.
I'll need second.
Mr. Malkin, second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Number 7F, I need a motion to adopt the course Engineering Design Technology 2 and the correspondent textbook. I need a motion.
I'll move.
Donna, move.
I'll second.
Lynn, second. And discussion?
Just a comment. Those books are amazing, and there's so many different kinds of engineering of this subject. I forgot what the names were, but all different sections of different engineering, and I thought it was very interesting. The kids will learn a lot.
I have a comment too. The cover of the book attracted me because there was a robot, and I just read a piece of news that says GE laid off more than 10,000 employees because of the robot coming. So that is the future. So our kids need to study and know about what is going to be happening in the future. So,
and I appreciate having these textbooks that we can at least review. We can't read them all, but at least we have a feel for what kind of information and materials our students are getting.
What discussion? If we say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Can a motion to adopt the course Engineering Design Technology 3 and a corresponding textbook in the motion?
I'll move.
Donna, move.
I'll need second.
Need a second. Discussion? If we say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Item 7H, and in motion to receive for a second reading and approval of revised Board Policy 6173, Education for Homeless Children and Youth. In the motion?
I'll move.
Donna, move.
I'll second.
Lynn, second. Discussion?
I just would like to say that I am really happy to see this because it does level the playing field for all students, regardless of their economic background or their ability to take care of their needs. And I feel that this policy helps do that, helps level the playing field.
Okay. All favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Next item, 7I, I need a motion to approve the request from Roland Unified School District Secondary Orchestra Parents to begin the Roland Unified Secondary Orchestra Parent Booster.
I'll move.
I'll second.
I'll move. And Lynn, second. Discussion?
Just
go ahead. Lynn?
I was was looking at the bylaws, and I noticed in the some of the discussion items, it said that our district office accounting will monitor the financial aspects of it. I'm just wondering, with parent booster clubs,
is your mic on?
There is a tendency sometimes
For them to have some difficulties in meeting all regulatory requirements. And other than the bylaws, do we do any training of the parents or provide education to the parents as to their fiduciary responsibilities and record keeping and things like this?
So, yes, we do training with our booster clubs and our PTAs, and we work with our auditors to provide that usually at the start of each school year, and it's led through our fiscal office.
Okay. I think it's great that we're doing this because parents are a big support for many of our programs, and this will just put a focus or a spotlight on our orchestra, and so I really support it. I was just concerned about the education and training of the people within the booster club.
And I just wanted to comment that I think it's great that the parents are getting involved. What a hard job, though. They do so much work, and here they're ready to start. And it's wonderful when parents want to come and do that and be a part of their child's activities. So I just thought it was great.
I have a comment. These nonprofits do a great job for moving kids forward. It gets them out just away from just the district work and lets them see what other communities are doing. Hopefully they'll get to go to some competitions, and it will really help improve and grow our music program.
Mm-hmm. Any more questions?
Yeah.
And I have a question. The Booster Club, they is a nonprofit organization, but there's a lot of guidelines to follow, and otherwise it's going to be serious violation. And any parents that has experience to operate a nonprofit organization or they are learning? Anyone know about that?
I'm not aware. I did not check their resumes before they volunteered to assist. They do get assistance. I don't know, Teresa, if you're familiar with whom those parents are and their background.
I believe that a few of the parents have had prior experience as part of PTAs at their various elementary or middle school sites, but they haven't been particularly trained to run a nonprofit as a, you know, their work for the day. But they have had experience as PTAs or as volunteer parents.
Right. If they don't, we need to give them some help on that area.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think some of them look for outside legal help for their bylaws and get some advice, and hopefully will come for help. This is part of our audit, too, that their books will be looked at. So,
No.
Their books are separate in
their
our
books.
Audit.
Oh,
booster clubs are separate.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yes. And if I can also acknowledge that Leslie Phillips from Roland High School, our ASB director, she was very helpful to the parents. They knew of her from other work at the high school, and so they had gone to her and asked her. So she was very helpful with some of the processes. So I just want to acknowledge that work as well.
Okay. Any more questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Okay, next item, number 7J. And this item is nominate any Board of Education member from CSBA Region 23 to California School Board of Association's Delegate Assembly, Region 23, Sub-Region 23B. Should the board have any candidates? Do I have any nomination? Anyone interest to 23B delegate? Nobody wants
so
to.
Hearing none, this is
table. So let's table.
Well, yeah.
So we don't. No motion. No motion. All right. Okay. So no action. No. All right. Okay. 7K. And then the motion to approve the partnership agreement between the Roland Unified School District and the Tsuchi Foundation to establish a food pantry.
I'll move.
Donna, move.
I'll second.
Mr. Malkin, second. Discussion? Food pantry. Lynn?
It's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Anything we can do to help our students in need, that we should go for it. And this looks, that's a good organization that does a lot of philanthropic work, disaster work, and food resources. So I like it.
And this piggyback on what Ms. Edmekamp said, that this is an organization that does worldwide relief. Whenever there's a disaster, they're there. But they're also right in our backyard. They have one of the main offices is right here in Roland Heights. Right. And for them to reach out to our students and families is just wonderful.
I think it's terrific.
Right. And the Tucci is the Taiwan-based charity, and is very rapid. And a few years ago, they was nominated by Nobel Prize, the Peace Prize.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there was So there was this done so much everywhere in the world. So yeah, we're very happy. We're glad to have them here. Any more discussion? All favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Mm-hmm. Item 7L, this is to review the calendar as presented it prior to begin presented it at the January 18 meeting for approval. There's no motion on this item. So the calendar.
So this is a discussion item only, and just wanted to have it to bring it to your attention and the attention of our community that there are 2 years of calendars, and Dennis Bixler has led a calendar committee that consists of representatives from ARE, CSCA, and management team to look at the next 2 years of calendar. They are drafts that are attached to the board agenda. There is a change that is being discussed at this time, which is to move the date that is on that calendar for a professional learning day from the February date that is noticed on the calendar, it highlighted in yellow, to November 1st. One of the things that was requested was for us to review the dates in our calendar that have high student absenteeism, and November 1st is one of those dates across the district that has high absenteeism. And so if we can provide professional learning for our employees and provide a student-free day on a high absentee day, that could be a win-win situation. So there may be some changes presented in the final draft that will be come to the board at the January 18th meeting.
So it will be moved forward to November 1st instead of the following year in February, correct?
Correct. So there'll be two pupil-free days for professional learning. Currently on the calendar, there is a date as printed. There's a date in September and there's a date in February. And we would looking to move that February date to November 1st due to the absenteeism. Additionally, on the calendar, it notes a date in October for elementary. It's a K-12 student-free day. The way that calendar day will work is elementary staff will work that day. Secondary staff will not. They will not report to work, and it will not be part of their work calendar. And then there's a date in December where our elementary teachers will not report to work. Our secondary teachers will. Our students, K-12, will not be in session. So there's 4 days that are highlighted in yellow on that calendar that are pupil-free days. On two of those dates, one in September, one currently listed in February, all of our teachers would be attending for professional learning. The date in October, our elementary teachers work. The date in December, our secondary teachers work. And that was a good discussion that came out of calendar committee to meet the needs of our school for elementary conferences in October and for secondary to conclude this semester in December.
Go ahead.
Mr. Bixler, thank you so much. What a hard task to do. You have different grade levels. You've got everyone saying, I want this, I want this. No, I don't like that. And you guys came up to a good conclusion. And thank you for all your hard work and the committee. Wow, that was very difficult. Pardon me?
You had a great team.
That's great. Guy, what a hard thing to come up with. And you guys did it. So thank you so much.
I have a question.
Lynn?
Does that solve the problem that parents had with the last schedule that the secondary schools were out one day and the elementaries were another and parents had a nightmare for babysitting? Is that?
Yes, that is not present in our 17-18 calendar. We did any day that is pupil-free in our 17-18, our current year calendar, it is pupil-free K-12. last year in 16-17 and all years prior, we did have a day that was split. So our students were split. One, the October day, our secondary students attended school and our elementary did not. In December, our elementary attended school, but our secondary did not. I have that right. What we did moving forward in the work of the calendar committee was that our students would not report to work and our adults would change their schedules.
Mm. Okay. It's a good idea.
Mr. Melvin?
If there's any other significant changes, if RCPTA could get a look at them. Dr. Mitchell presented the calendars a couple of months ago to RCPTA. And it's interesting when you present an administrative document to the parents that are actually, you know, on the line as far as getting children to school and things. And issues came up such as court calendars, traveling out of state for different holidays based on cultural or ethnic needs, and things that a lot of us, or at least I wouldn't even think about, came up. So their input I thought was very valuable, and I think we should continue to involve them in the review of the calendar dates.
And the calendar drafts is not ideal for the parents either. It was a compromise by all parties involved.
Right,
so it's
right.
Not the absolute, it wasn't their, it did meet some of their interests, but not 100% of them. Likewise, I think everybody that sat at that table would have said the same thing.
Any more comments? The calendar? Oh. Okay, this is a, it's not a voting item. Okay. The next time is Jenna. Is pupil personnel. The next time, 8A. I need a motion to approve the suspend and stipulate expulsion of student number 17-18-02, effective December 15, 2017, with a placement in an alternate education program outside of Roland Unified School District, as the parents have waived the due process of procedures as approved by the board.
I'll move.
Donna, move.
I'll second.
Mr. Malkin, second. Any discussion? All favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
It's a stipulated expulsion. Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm sorry, I have to ask staff a clarifying question so that the board. Mrs. Healy, could you please look at that agenda item for clarification? Okay, thank you. So I apologize. That motion should read stipulated expulsion, and it should strike the word suspended.
Okay, do I need
I'll withdraw my motion.
Yeah. All right, so we need to vote again on that. Yeah. Donna, you withdraw the motion, and withdraw the second?
Withdraw.
Withdraw the second. So let me read one more time. Do I have the motion to approve stipulate expulsion of a student 17-18-02, effective December 15, 2017, with a placement in an alternate education program outside of Roland Unified School District, as the parents have waived the due process of the procedure as approved by the board.
I'll move.
Donna moved.
Second.
Lynn second. Discussion? Favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried.
Prior to board action on the next one, I'd like to make that there again. That motion should read as a stipulated expulsion, not a suspended stipulated expulsion. So I apologize for that error.
Okay. The look at next item. Item number B8B. I need a motion to approve the stipulate expulsion of student 17-18-03, effective December 15, 2017. With a placement in an alternate education program outside of the Roland Unified School District, as the parent have waived the due process of procedures as approved by the board. In the motion?
I'll move.
Donna, move.
Second.
Lynn, second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried. Let us consent calendar. Did nothing change, right?
Okay. Yeah. Had some corrections.
There were two corrections, but right. They're
voted earlier. Okay. Consent calendar. We will approve all of the items in consent unless there were any items pulled for separate discussion and action? I need a motion.
I'll move.
Donna moved.
I'll second.
Okay. Mr. Malkin, second. Discussion? No discussion. All favor say aye? Oh, no discussion. All favor say aye?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Okay, it's all the way to the. Okay, the board comments.
Nope.
No. Oh, this one. The next section is to nominate the board members of the board representation in various committees and organizations and the committee appointments. Okay, the this one is the board will appoint board member as a La Puente Valley Regional Occupation Program Joint Board of Trustees effective January 16, 2018 for 2-year term ending on November 30th, 2019. I need a motion, I need a nomination.
I'll make a nomination. I nominate Angelina Pride. She's just completed her term and would like to continue on serving on that board.
I'll second.
Okay. Donna, second. Discussion?
Do we have to do anything because Mr. Malkin was originally appointed to this position?
We'll note that in our minutes. And so at our November meeting, Mr. Malkin was appointed to this board, and he will serve 1 month of that term. He will, with this action, he will resign that position in order to serve on other committees. And if the board completes this motion, then Angelina Pride would take that position beginning effective January 16th.
And he would resign at the ROP meeting, right?
He would resign with the ROP. He can, yes. And Angelina Pride could be sworn in at that time.
Any more questions? No? All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carried. Aye. Yeah. The board will appoint the board member as a official board representative to elect members to the Los Angeles County Committee on School District Organization in October, November 2018. I need a nomination.
I would do this again if you need somebody.
I would like to nominate Lynn.
Lynn?
Nominate myself.
Any second?
So there's a, we need a motion.
I need a motion for nominate Lynn to this position.
Move. Yeah.
I'll second.
Donna move and Mr. Malkin second.
Right.
And all favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carry. Congratulations, Lynn.
Thanks.
IQ Academy, right? The board will appoint the board of representative to the board of directors, IQ Academy, California, Los Angeles, the Rhode Island University District authorized charter school for a purpose of representing the Rhode Island Unified School District. I need a nomination. If nobody does, I do it.
I nominate Carrie Chen.
I'll second.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carry. Thank you. The next item, this board will appoint board representative to the California Association of the Large Suburban School District. Any nomination?
Yes, I'd like to nominate Lynn Evenkamp. I move
Lynn,
to.
Lynn and Donna move, and I need a second for nominate Lynn.
I'll
Mr.
second.
Mr. Malkin, okay. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carry. So next appointment is the board will appoint the board of representative to the 2018 Los Angeles County School Trustee Association to vote on all association matters and to communicate between the executive board and association and the local Rhode Island University School District Board. I need the nomination. Want to do it?
And
board
Lynn,
president.
You know.
Angelina said she would be willing to do that, but I think, go ahead. I nominate Angelina Pryor.
Okay,
I'll second.
And Donna second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
The next.
Board liaison. The board will appoint board member to serve as a liaison to the Rhode Island Unified School District Citizen Bond Oversight Committee, CBOC.
I nominate David Malkin.
David Malkin.
I second.
Okay, Lynn second. And discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. The next item is the appointment for board representative to serve as a liaison of Council of Parents and Teachers Association for purpose of representing Rhode Island Unified School District. Any nomination?
I nominate David Malkin.
David Malkin?
Yeah. I'll second.
Yeah. Lynn second. Discussion? No more favorites say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. The next is the appoint the board of representative to serve a liaison to Rhode Island Heights Community Coordinating Council for the purpose of representing Rhode Island Unified School District. Need a nomination.
I move that we continue to rotate the way we have been.
I'll second.
Okay, Donna second. So we continue to rotate the representing. All right. Discussion?
Does that, if we can have a new calendar drawn up for the for this coming year for the rotation?
We will.
Yeah. And we had excluded Mrs. Pride on that rotation, and it's fine for the four of us to do it if it's okay with the other board members.
Sure. Mm-hmm. You always had that, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any more questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Okay, and the third one is the seat of industry. The board of representative to serve the liaison to the city of industry for the purpose of representing Rhode Island Unified School District.
I'll move.
Donna.
I'll nominate David Malkin.
David Malkin.
I second.
Lynn second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Not coming up.
Okay, next item is the appoint a board representative to serve a liaison to the City of Industry for the purpose of representing Rhode Island Unified School District. Need a nomination?
I'll nominate Angelina Pride.
Angelina Pride. All right. Donna, nominate second. Angelina Pride. And then second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. The next item is the City of Walnut. The board will appoint the board representative to serve as liaison of the City of Walnut for the purpose of representing Rhode Island Unified School District.
I nominate Donna Friedman.
Donna Friedman? You want to do it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I'll second.
Can you second? Any discussion? No favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Next item is the City of West Covina. So the board will appoint the board of representative to serve liaison of the City of West Covina for the purpose of representing Rhode Island Unified School District. I need a nomination.
I'll move for Lynn Ebenkamp.
Lynn? And I need a second.
Second.
Mr. Malkin, second.
Wake up.
Discussion? All favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. All right, okay. All these and conference section. We're now to the conference section of the board members' comments. Lynn, we'll start with you.
I get to be first instead of last tonight. That's good. Last month, we went to the California School Board Association conference in San Diego. And for me, it was very useful and meaningful. Several of the subjects were pertinent to our work that we do, and my plan is after the first of the year, I will try to go through my notes and share those with the other board members because obviously we couldn't all go to everything. I was also proud to have represented the district for receiving one of the Golden Bell Awards, and it was one of the really nice things as president that I got to do. I want to thank the board, Dr. Mitchell, cabinet, and all staff for helping me with my work this last year. I was proud to represent the district. And on a sad note, I attended the funeral for one of our prior board members, Gloria Burt. And a wonderful eulogy was given by prior Superintendent Ron Leon. He just told so much about her work with the board and her demeanor and what was meaningful to her. It really made us feel that even if we didn't know her that well, that she was appreciated and did good work. And at the funeral, there were many familiar faces from prior years, and many of them pulled Dr. Mitchell aside and told her they were proud of the work she was doing and that they had seen some of the accolades in the newspapers about what the district is doing. Congratulations to Carrie as our new president. We'll help you, Carrie, as much as we can.
Thank you.
It's a big responsibility because everybody's counting on you. 14,000 kids and 5 board members. But anyway, we will help you in any way we can and help guide you if necessary.
I feel that heavy duty.
And wish everybody happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. And thank you for a great year.
Mr. Milken?
I want to thank Ms. Ebbekamp also for her leadership for the past year. And when you listen to Dr. Mitchell do the summary for the past year, you know, when you're sitting up here, time goes fast, and you don't realize how much has been accomplished until somebody sits down and does a summary like that. And it's quite impressive how much we did get done during the year and how much the district has advanced. The other thing is you mentioned the word pride. And, you know, as a board or as a community member, you can talk about the district. You can encourage people to support the district. But pride is something that has to come from within one's own heart. And that's something that, you know, each individual has to develop. We cannot develop the pride for somebody else. And today, with the Nogales team here, where they did the chant afterwards, and with the Northam students here talking about their schools and what it meant for them to go to that school, you really get a feeling of that these kids have pride in the district and pride in their schools. And that's something that shows that we've gone beyond just creating a good school. We've created excellent schools because the kids are proud to go to them and attend them. So I'm really happy to see that continuing. There are a lot of families in need out there. And this Saturday, Family Resource Center, if you have a few hours, go down to the Family Resource Center, help celebrate Christmas by making those that are less fortunate a happier Christmas. And I see Laurel back there, and she could help give you an assignment and something that you could do. And if you get bored there, you can then go over to Alvarado, where Walnut Rotary will be over there with their Interact and Rotaract students. And they will be giving out baskets for those that are less fortunate in our district. So there's plenty of opportunities to pay it forward and to participate. You don't have to spend 5 hours, 6 hours, 1 hour. Just go down there and say hi and give out a couple of baskets. It'll make your holidays a lot more special. And I want to congratulate Carrie.
Thank you.
I remember a member sitting out in the audience here last time you were president of the board. And now it's a different situation as a colleague. And I know we'll have another fantastic year under your leadership. And Ms. Ebbekamp said, we're here to support you. And just let us know if you need anything. And one last thing is talk about pride in the district and talk about we're very proud of our superintendent, Dr. Mitchell, who is in a running right now among other school educators to get the Multiplier Award. It's a very distinguished award for leadership, and
one, there was thousands of people that were nominated, and Dr. Mitchell's in the running, the final running for the educational category. And the way one achieves number one position in that category is by votes. And everyone can vote. You go online. I know Gina Ward has sent out emails. You can go online. All you have to do is put your email address down and vote for Dr. Mitchell in the educational category. And if we get enough votes, she can become our American idol for RUSD. So she promised she won't sing afterwards, but... But we can might not be able to add a bell back there, but we can add a little globe or something with her name on it. So look for emails from Gina Ward and cast your vote for Dr. Mitchell.
And
and share it with your friends and put it on social media. And that's all I have. Thank you. And happy holidays, everybody.
Thank you, Ms. Malkin. Donna?
I already voted, so I hope my vote helps. Okay. Good evening, and thank you for still being here. I really enjoyed giving out all the awards, especially when Nogales High School boys did the alma mater. That was very touching. They have pride, and it was really nice. The Northern presentation was great. I liked when that student said, we will go to college, the way that they stressed that. And thank you, Lynn, again, for being president. And I've talked to you about that. And I really enjoyed all the accomplishments that you said, saying that we, you know, we have accomplished a lot in just 1 year. Really great. It's hard to believe that it's my third year as a board member. Time has gone by very fast, and I have learned a lot, and I still am learning. Thank you for all your support in teaching me so much along the way. Donna F for Kids is my Twitter name, and I have posted many pictures of everything that I have seen at our wonderful schools. I will not mention everywhere I attended tonight, thank goodness, but the pictures are there on Twitter, and they will be in the minutes. So many wonderful things are happening at Roland. Check it out, Donna F for Kids. Okay, so I attended the CSVA conference and in San Diego and went to a lot of sessions, but my favorite was us winning the Golden Bell Award, two of them, and there was this humongous check. I thought there were only two, but there were a few more. But the front one said, Roland Unified School District, $1,000, a big check, and for Nogales. And I was very touching to be a part of that. And then we have name tags, and we get ribbons, and on the one of our ribbons said Golden Bell winner, so I wore that proudly. Also went to the CTA-NEA annual school board dinner where all the San Gabriel Valley people came and the different school districts, and Shay spoke at the dinner. Telus's family math night was a lot of fun. They had a lot of parents, and they had centers in their university cafe, which they called, which is their cafeteria. And I saw parents help their children count and play all these different kind of games, and it was just outstanding. There was one room that had new technology where it had little squares, and you put the squares next to it, and it's a balloon pops if you have it right. And you could do addition, multiplication, it goes on and on. There was an M&M center where they had to graph, sort, classify, et cetera. I heard some students say, let's go to six events, six different things, and then we don't have free dress. They had a dinner, a fundraiser, and the fundraiser was for eighth graders that were going to go to on a science field trip to Florida. And then also at Telesis, they had a seventh and eighth grade performance. I guess the seventh and eighth graders can take drama as an elective, and so they had a play, and they did a really good job. Another event that I wanted to mention was the ROC Holiday Follies at the Roland Heights Community Center. It was sold out, and the Roland High students were high school students were outstanding. It was 2.5 hours long, and I didn't want it to end. The way they danced, the way they sang, there were over 100 students. The choreography was amazing. Mr. Harris did a terrific job. Also, Marco and his team, technical things, they did a great job too. It was just really wonderful to watch. We have really talented students. I also went to Nogales to a link crew. meeting that I thought it was going to be a meeting, but they were having a movie for freshmen. And this young man dressed up really nice came up and said, "I'm your waiter. What can I bring you?" And I was like shocked. And so he got some popcorn for me and asked if I wanted a drink. I said, "No, thank you." It was really cute. And then also Nogales had a choral music performed in the winter choral concert featuring Telesis Titan singers. They had to put more chairs out because there were so many people there, which was really nice. Great singing. And then lastly, I wanted to mention a tour of the adult ed department that Rocky took me on. I got to see ELD classes, and in the levels, there were different levels. And the one that was low level, she was saying brush your teeth, and they had to do hand movements and everything. I really liked it a lot. And those teachers work really hard, and the kids were very, not kids, adults, I'm so sorry. Adults were very engaging and loved all the lessons. And then I also went to Cougar Den, which is where they on Saturdays, and I'm sorry, Cougar Den during the day on a couple days a week, I think that parents come with their kids and they do lessons. And then after school, they have a program that the kids come after school from Killian, and the parents only pay $50 a month, and they get to have help with homework, do activities. The teacher loves her job, so you can tell it's a very good atmosphere. I really like it a lot. And then Rocky was explaining about distance learning, which I remember voting, thinking it was a great thing, and showed me all the DVDs and where students come and they check out their level, and then they take it home and they work in their booklet, and then they come back on a Saturday or after in the evening, and for 20 minutes one-on-one with the teacher, they get to discuss, you know, and make sure they're doing everything right. And I think that is so excellent, because especially parents that have to work, this is perfect. Okay, and then I went to many schools this last month, mostly holiday performances. The kids were adorable. You see these Christmas trees, the TK kids all the way up, really nice. The teachers worked hard, practicing, all of it paid off. Great performances by the students. Also, I saw an awards assembly, character counts, caring, and I just want to say good luck, and one thank you. Congratulations, Carrie. And it was an exciting time around Roland Unified. I would like to wish everyone a great vacation, happy holidays, and a very happy new year. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. I want to say thank you, Lynn, for your leadership, and for the past 1 year, we achieved so much, and the board was everything runs so smoothly, and every time I come to the board meeting, I feel very happy, and I thank my colleagues, everyone here, and supporting me, and loaded the heavy duty job onto me. I'll do my best, and thank you. And CSEA meeting, the conference, that was a great opportunity for us to recharge. We learned a lot, everyone. And I congratulate to Nogales High School and the district education for the bi-English portfolio program. We are so proud of the winning the Golden Bell. And I representing the board, attending the RHCCC meeting last night, Monday night, and I did it for Mr. Malkin, that's his term. And I brought the Golden Bell to the meeting and I showed it to everyone. And and so proud of the our district, and everybody was so happy. And
did you bring the
gun? Oh, yeah, I did. Mm-hmm, I did. And the presentation today, spotlight, the Northam Elementary School, I like the way they let more kids the opportunity to speak at the board meeting. And I met them outside during our recess. I saw them practice the speech. And that's a very good opportunity for them to learn the public speaking and to learn about the school. And this is a two-way, yeah. So I believe those are very helpful to every kids for them to grow. And that's a very valuable opportunity for them. Yeah. And tonight we honor the cross-country winners. And every time I saw them running, and I wish I could do that because, yeah, if I'm 30 years younger, I will start learning. But, yeah, so I'm very happy to see those kids, and I can see their face with proud and with confidence. Yeah. And then, happy holidays and Merry Christmas. And Donna, you want one more thing? Yeah, go ahead.
So sorry, Aubrey, Alex, your whole committee, your whole team, thank you. I mean, a positive is so important to us. We appreciate all your work, and it was in my notes, and I skipped it, and I'm really sorry. But thank you, thank you, thank you for all your hard work. It is very much appreciated.
Good. Thank you. Thank you, Donna.
There's one item that I just need to bring to the board's attention that we took action on tonight with a board appointment. It was item J for the board liaison to the city of La Puente, and we appointed Angelina Pride. There was an error in the write-up where it said to this in our agenda item that it said that it's a liaison to the city of industry. So I just wanted to clarify the board took action for the city of La Puente, Angelina Pride, for item 10J.
Okay. Is it, do we need to do it again? No? All right. Okay, that's great. So next time is adjournment, so I need a motion to join the meeting.
I'll move.
Donna, move. Mr. Melkin, second. Any discussion? No? All favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carry. To join at 8:07. Thank you. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you.
Nice job, buddy.
Thank you.